It doesn't matter how old you are when it comes to learning new ways to make your relationships grow. In fact, if you want some ideas, there's a great book out by Christelle Askia. She is the author of the book called The Couple's Cure Book, Mastering the Art of Relationships in 7 Easy Steps. Of course, this book is available on Amazon. Christelle, welcome to Trending Today. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. You're in a good mood. So am I. This is terrific. I'm glad you're here.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Tom, I'm in a good mood most of the time.
Is that right? You must be a joy to your spouse.
Oh, you know what? I tell him that all the time. Actually, I think I am, and I certainly try to be. It's so important to maintain that kind of relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely.
So you developed the couple's cure system, and that's in your book. And in the essential keys, you outlined essential keys to have a happy and healthy relationship. Do you have some tips that maybe you can share with us today?
Oh, of course.
Of course
absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely. You know I do.
I want to hear them.
The key to a healthy, happy relationship is this. And the 7 basic steps are this. Number one, self-knowledge. Know who you are, what it is you expect in your relationship. Secondly, ensure that you have the proper mindset. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that you're going to work toward and do what's required to ensure that you have that healthy, happy relationship. Thirdly, you want to be able to embrace change. Tom, everything in life changes.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about that. That also includes the partners in the relationship and the relationship itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be prepared to work the dynamics. Fourth is to ensure that you are communicating effectively and properly with your partner so that you all and you both, not all, hopefully there are only 2 people in the relationship, sometimes there are more,
right.
But so that the both of you understand the dynamics, once again, of the relationship. And then the 5th step in the process is to ensure that you are achieving platinum sex in
Ooh.
Your relationship.
Wow. So you cover that too, don't you?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. That's important. People don't include that in resolutions and issues that relate to making sure their relationship is better.
Yeah.
6th is money and how to work through those money challenges.
Yeah.
And the 7th key step in a relationship is taking all of that knowledge that I've laid out in the book and putting it to work. That is the take action now. That's the last chapter
okay.
of the book.
Yep. I noticed you had a couple other items in there, if you don't mind expanding on renegotiate, and also you had letting go.
You bet.
Yep.
Renegotiate focuses on working with your partner and communicating with him or her on how to improve your relationship. Over time, and sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's months and years, the relationship changes and people change.
Mm-hmm.
And this chapter lays the ground rules and the foundations to allow couples to work through those challenges of their changing relationship.
Yeah. And what about letting go? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to preempt you. I was going to ask you about letting go.
Letting go. I'm a practical person, I'm a realist, and I also understand that not every relationship is going to work and be together forever. And so letting go is the chapter that addresses what to do, how to do it, when you must terminate and sever the relationship.
Wow.
And basically what it says in that chapter is to be able to let it go, have no regrets, and appreciate the times that you had together and recall what it was that brought it together.
Yeah.
You know the name Dr. John Gray, do you not? New
sure.
York Times, number one best-selling author,
sure.
Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. John Gray has endorsed my book, and one of the things he says in the endorsement is that this book makes you laugh, think, reflect, and be aware to transform any relationship in your life. And that's really what the Couples Cure book is all about, making sure that people understand nothing is static and that we use the challenges in our relationships as opportunities to enhance, improve, and rejuvenate the relationship.
How long have you been married?
32 years. It'll be 33 this year. This is my first, and I'm going to say only marriage.
I can say the exact same thing, word for word. Our 33rd anniversary will be in August of this year. So when were you? What month were you married in, Christelle?
December. Congratulations.
Oh, really? Oh, good job. So, yeah, we're both married to our spouses in 1985. And both of us had our first and only marriage, I hope. I hope my wife's probably listening. you know, it's a challenge, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Likewise. Yeah. Nothing is perfect in life. We're not perfect human beings, and neither are our spouses. And the fact is, when we have those challenges, the key is to be able to work through them and maintain that solid relationship for years. And you can do it. In my journey of 25-plus years, I've had conversations with 500 people and couples, young, old, people who've been married for 20 years, 2 years, 64 years, and the key is to be able to work through those challenges. It really is, and it can be accomplished, and you want joy and pleasure and happiness in your relationship. Mm-hmm. And once again, congratulations to you and your wife.
Well, that's nice of you to say, as right back at you. We're talking about the book, The Couple's Cure Book, Mastering the Art of Relationships in 7 Easy Steps. So men and women, they communicate differently, though I know that sounds obvious, but it's true. Men speak in certain ways. We speak in analogies. We're very logical. We want to cure everything. But women, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, they come usually from an emotional side. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it just shows that there is a difference in the way we communicate, isn't there?
There is a marked difference in the way we communicate. And thank goodness for that. And here's the thank goodness for, and then I'm going to share a couple things that will allow people to work through those. Women have the capability of bearing children. We are nurturers. And so, yes, there is a component of emotionalism there. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake about that. On the other hand, and we're generalizing, don't mean to make it so simple, but
sure.
But men are pretty much cut and dry, black and white.
Yep.
They need basics. They need a roof over their head. They need food. They need sex. And typically, they stay pretty much as long as it's comfortable. If not, they may hedge a little,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much what they're thinking. And so the key for couples is to be able to work through the differences that we have. And those differences, by the way, are not going to change because we are human beings and we do have emotions and we are different. But let's celebrate the differences and come together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're wired a certain way, but there's a reason for it all by the great Creator.
Yes.
Yeah. You've written other books, too, though. You had a book before this one, didn't you?
I did, and it's called Prestel's Principles for Living Your Life with Purpose. Tom, I'm an author and a poet, and I have put together a compilation of those poems and phrases that work for me, and hint the subtitle, The Primer of Quotations to Enrich the Quality of Your Life. And it's simply an easy-to-read, motivational, inspirational book, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the book is available to download in a PDF form from my website. Listeners can go to the website, thecouplescurebook.com. And download a copy if they want.
Thecouplescurebook.com, right?
Okay. You bet.
Okay, I'm putting that down here, too, because I want to check this out as well. I learn so much from authors like you, Prestel, and it always enhances my experience as well to talk to you, you know, just like we're talking, you know, about regular things that all of us have challenges. And I think some of us think like, oh, I'm the only one with that trouble. No. Well, a lot of us share the same kind of challenges, and whether it's relationships or money or whatever it is. And it sounds like you outline a lot of solutions here in your book, The Couple's Cure Book.
I do. And Tom, just to elaborate, it's most of us have those challenges, once again, because we are human beings. And every relationship that I've had conversation or people that I've had conversations with, as it relates to their relationship, have challenges that I recommend flipping the script for and turning into opportunities to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have them. Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's got smooth sailing. And if they do, they're probably not trying hard enough. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, you got to put some effort out there. You got to put yourself out there. You got to take some risks. To challenge ourselves, stretch ourselves, try to be better than we are than we were last year or even last week. We're always trying to do better. And in relationships, it's a daily, daily thing to communicate with each other and get along and support each other. And yeah, we have our off days, don't we, Pristel? But overall, we're in for the long haul, and we know what we need to do to keep our relationships together.
Tom, the two of us are on the same page. Make no mistake about that. You have come full bore and expressed my sentiments exactly. It's day-to-day. We work it. We look forward. And by the way, one other component is to maintain a sense of humor.
Yeah,
I don't know whether you and your wife experience that,
but I find
that's good.
We're into that. You know, I love your quote, and if you don't mind, I'm going to say it for you, but I know your quote is, laugh often, live with gusto, love with passion.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
It really is. I've really enjoyed meeting you today, Pristel. This is great. What a great find. The Couples Cure Book, Mastering the Art of Relationships in 7 Easy Steps. Not 14, not 23, 7 Easy Steps. I can do 7 Easy Steps. If I can do 7, anybody can. But yeah, check this book out. It's on Amazon, of course. Look for Pristel. She's right there on Amazon, The Couples Cure Book. It's a bargain. Go pick that up. Pristel, this is great. Yeah, and this is your life's work, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm so passionate about this because I see the high divorce rate, 52% for first marriages, 63%+ for second. And are you ready for this? More than 70%+ of people who get married a third time divorce.
Yeah.
I got
to go, Pristel. I've enjoyed our conversation. I'm sorry to cut you off. We just got to go. Thanks for joining us on Trending Today. We'll speak again. Thank you very much. Speaking of Pristel Eskia. Okay, when we come back, we got a quick break here. This is Trending Today USA. We've got a half hour to go. Hope you can join us. We'll be right back after this.